The following is a public lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 30th, 2012, in Ecofan Shop in Sakyai, Lithuania.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Barakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamscha. So, I've been asked to speak tonight about Mantra Yoga. It's a very nice topic, Mantra Yoga. Because Mantra Yoga releases one from all anxiety. That is the meaning of mantra. It is a Sanskrit word broken into two syllables. Mantra. Man means mind, and tra means deliver. So mantra is that which delivers the mind from anxiety. Therefore, mantra is very valuable. Because there's one thing in this world that everybody has. Not just a little bit. Everybody has a lot of anxiety. Tons and tons of anxiety. The rich people are in anxiety. The poor people are in anxiety. The powerful people are in anxiety. The weak people are in anxiety. The rich people are... Everyone's in anxiety. Why are we in anxiety? The reason we're in anxiety is we're identifying with these bodies. This body is subject to death.
Šitas kūnas yra nulemtas mirti.
But we don't want to die.
Bet mirti mes nenorim.
Therefore, the basic principle of living in this body is anxiety.
Todėl pagrindinis principas gyventi šitame kūne ir yra nerimas.
But if you can be relieved from identification with your material body,
bet jeigu nustosite save tapatinti su šiuo kūnu,
then you become free of anxiety.
Tuomet nelieka jokių problemų.
So the mantra actually liberates you from identification with your body. The more you chant the mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, the more you become liberated. So how does this work? What is the science? The way it works is this. The universe does not come out of nothing. This actually is source for the universe. Just like this store didn't come out of nothing.
You see?
Everything has an origin. So the original origin of everything, that is God. And there is, God is known by different names in different languages. Just like in Lithuanian you say, in English they say God. In German they say something. In Spanish they say Dios. In India, in Sanskrit, they say Krishna. So, by uttering the name of God, there's a very special power in that. If I say your name, you're not present just by your name. But because God is absolute, God and His name are the same. Therefore, if I utter the name of God, God becomes present in the form of His name. So what is the result? By uttering the name of God, I get to associate with God. And do you think God's in anxiety? No, God's completely free from anxiety. So the more you associate with God, the more you develop godly qualities. We call that a saint. A saint means one who is always absorbed in thoughts of God. He's always serving God. Always absorbed in thoughts of God. You may think, well, you know, I couldn't be a saint. I mean, you know, I have to work, I have to go to school. But actually, in any occupation, you can become saintly. A businessman can become a saint. A politician can become a saint. A beggar can become a saint. A military man can become a saint. A student can become a saint. Anyone can become a saint.
Bet kas, visi gali tapti šventuoju.
If you will regularly call out the name of God on a daily basis, even a housewife can become a saint.
Bet kas, ir namų šeimininkė,
or a little kid can become a saint.
Mažas vaikas taps šventuoju.
So it doesn't matter what your position is in the society.
Visiškai nesvarbu, kokią padėtį užimate visuomenėje.
If you will call out the name of God on a regular daily basis, you become spiritualized, spiritually saturated, and you'll become free of anxiety. So this Hare Krishna mantra is the most recommended means of calling out the name of God in the Sanskrit language. In fact, it is stated in the Kali Santarana Upanishad, there is no more powerful means of awakening your God consciousness than by chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So you can chant any name of God. But if you're looking for something that's most powerful and most effective, this mantra is recommended. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I've been chanting it now for 41 years. And I tell you, you really feel good. The more you chant, the better you feel. I started when I was a 22-year-old kid, and I'm still chanting. Is it? Now I'm 65. I'm still chanting Hare Krishna. It's really, really great. I mean, you feel like you get younger, you see. In normal life, we get older, we get worn down, and you know, we lose our energy, our enthusiasm. Becoming old, now I'm an old man. But if you chant Hare Krishna, Every day you get younger. Even if your body is getting older, which you will do, but you, the spirit soul seated within, you become more youthful and more energetic with each day. So if you don't want to get old, you want to stay young forever, just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, he was an 80-year-old man. He would go on the morning walk with his 20-year-old disciples. And he was walking faster than they were. They could hardly keep up with Prabhupada. So this will give you, even if you're 80 years old, you have the energy of a young man. It's such a wonderful process, he said. It is called Krishna consciousness. It means to always remember Krishna, to always talk about Krishna, to always bow down to Krishna, to always serve Krishna, to only eat foodstuffs which have been offered first to Krishna. It means to associate with devotees of Krishna, to study the teachings of Krishna. Everything, Krishna, 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 Krishna. You may think, well, wouldn't that get boring after a while? You know, just nothing but Krishna, 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 Krishna. But I can tell you a secret. Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. Anything you find enjoyable in this world, its pleasure potency comes from Krishna. Krishna is the source of all pleasure. Whether you're enjoying a beautiful song, a beautiful girl, a handsome guy, or a beautiful sunrise, beautiful sunset, beautiful painting, a delicious piece of cake, or whatever it may be, the pleasure potency behind everything is Krishna. He is the ultimate source of all pleasure. It's like, see, you have electrical power going on tonight here in this. It's powering the amplification system. It's powering the lights, you see. So somewhere there's a power generating station that's giving all the electrical power here in this village, you see. So similarly, there is a pleasure potency generating station which is giving pleasure to everything throughout the whole world. That pleasure potency generating station is Krishna. So if you connect with Krishna, you're going to have unlimited pleasure every minute. Why get your pleasure indirectly through the material energy of Krishna? When you can get it directly through the spiritual energy of Krishna. That is our philosophy. Why take your pleasure indirectly when you can get it directly? Just like, there is two ways to scratch your nose, you see. You can scratch it like this, directly. Or you can scratch it like this, indirectly. And that's very difficult to do it indirectly. So if you're taking your pleasure through the material energy, you are scratching your nose like this. It's very difficult. But if you will chant Krishna, 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 you are scratching your nose like this. So why are you struggling so hard to enjoy? That is foolishness. Why not enjoy the easy way? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So mantra yoga means enjoying life the easy way. You may say, well, it sounds pretty good, but how much does it cost? It's absolutely free. And it's legal also. They can't arrest you for it. So, you know, what could you ask? What could be better than Krishna consciousness? It's free. It's legal. You can do it in any condition of sickness or health. Poverty or wealth, youth or old age, you can be good looking, you can be ugly, it doesn't matter. You can be in Lithuania, you can be in Fiji, it doesn't matter where you are. You can chant Hare Krishna wherever you are. Even if you're in prison, you can chant Hare Krishna. You see? Anybody can chant Hare Krishna in any condition and become unlimitedly happy. How does it work? Because you're awakening your dormant love for God. We all are originally lovers of God. But we have now become the lovers of God's material energy, you see. And we've forgotten God. Therefore, we're not very happy. But if we can reconnect ourselves with God Himself, then we can become very, very happy. So we're hoping you all will take this chanting process very seriously.
Todėl prašau jūsų priimkite šitą procesą labai rimtai.
And make your life successful.
Ir padarykite savo gyvenimą sėkmingą.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Noriu paklausti, ar iš to kilo kokių nors klausimų. Drąsiai, kelkite ranką ir paklausite. Ar turėt neaiškumą, ar abejonę? Kodėl protas galvoja, kad tai netikra, kad tai melas?
Why the mind sometimes thinks that this is not true?
Why does the mind think that this is not true? Because it's a rascal.
Yes, protas yra niekšas.
Mind's a rascal, yes.
Protas yra niekšas.
Actually, we think that way because we've been cheated so many times in this world.
Mes taip galvojom, nes tūkstančius kartų jau buvome apgauti.
We've been given so much false information and so much false hope of happiness in this material world. We've been frustrated again and again and again by being promised that this will make us happy, that will make us happy. Now we don't believe anything anymore. It's just like if you went to some foreign country. And every time you dealt with money, you always got counterfeit money, you see. After a while, you become completely skeptical. I don't want to deal with this currency anymore because it's always counterfeit money. Even if real money came to you because you've seen nothing but counterfeit money, you will think, oh, this is counterfeit money again. But if you can check with a government official, you see, and find out what is the actual standard of bona fide money, and then compare the note with the standard note, you see,
ir palyginsite tas kupiūras,
then you will not be cheated.
Tada jūsų niekas neapgaus.
So God has given very nice knowledge. It's called Bhagavad Gita. So you can understand what is counterfeit knowledge and what is genuine knowledge. So it's natural your mind is skeptical. So you should find out from Krishna and Bhagavad Gita what is bona fide knowledge and what is bogus. So by then following the guideline in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find genuine happiness. Now you may still be skeptical. I understand that. But since you're being cheated at every step anyway, you've been cheated by every other kind, false kind of happiness. Why not give this a fair go? Give it a chance. Try it for a while. For 6 months, try chanting Hare Krishna on a regular daily basis, giving up illicit sex, meeting, intoxication, and gambling, and see. That's all. Give it a fair chance. You've been cheated by everything else. Now try this and see. What do you have to lose? You're already being cheated by everybody else anyway. Try this and see if it works. Make an experiment. Be a scientist. Perform an experiment on yourself. Chant Hare Krishna and see what is the result. And if you do so, I can guarantee you, sir, you will find it to be strikingly wonderful. That is my promise. Hare Krishna. Any other questions?
Atsakiau, bet dar ir suabėjau, ar aš teisingai atsakiau, ar tos šventus Dievo vardus turi įtakos va, tikėjimas tai šventais Dievo vardais. O žmogus visai netiki galėtų šventų Dievo vardų. Ir nu, čia yra analogiškas praktiškai klausimas, bet vat, nu, jeigu vat, netiki, kad va, čia kažkokie ypatingi.
Klausimas.
Ar kartuojamas jisai turi įtakos?
Ar skiriasi efektas šventų vardų, kada žmogus tiki, kad jie turi efektą ir kada žmogus netiki.
Is there any difference between chanting without faith and chanting with faith? It is working without faith or no?
Is there any difference between chanting with faith and chanting without faith?
And if it is working, if you chant without
faith. And what is the difference?
And if it is working without faith. If I have no faith, but I chant, I will get some result or no?
If you have no faith in your chant, will you get a result?
If I get or no.
Any chanting will bring results.
Nesvarbu, kaip kartuosit, rezultatą gausit.
If you have faith, you'll get very quick results.
Jeigu turi tikėjimą, greitą rezultatą gausit.
If you have no faith and you keep chanting, you'll get results, but it'll be much slower.
Jeigu neturite tikėjimo, efektas bus lėtesnis.
Next question.
Sekantis klausimas.
Yes, sir.
What's the difference between chanting Hare Krishna mantra and it is recording on CD?
What's the difference between chanting and hearing a recording?
Huh?
Sleeping, in sleeping state.
Lietuviškai pasakykite man klausimą.
In sleeping state, mėguojimo būsimoje.
Koks yra skirtumas tarp mantros kartuojimo ir jo klausimo, kada mėgame per audio aparatūrą?
What is the difference between chanting and listening while we are sleeping, some audio?
Chanting while sleeping? Listening?
Listening.
Listening to what?
Some mantra.
Oh, while sleeping? The difference is, whether you're hearing a mantra or you're chanting it, it is both, they are the same. But the difference is that if you chant, you get more potency. It becomes 1,000,
If you hear while you're sleeping, you'll get some very good benefit from doing that. But if you chant while you're awake, you'll get 100 times more benefit. Next question.
Ar bus efektas, jeigu žmogus kartuoja šimtus vardus, bet turi žalingų įpročių?
There is some effect of chanting if the man, while chanting, he has, he's not following regulatory principles.
If one chants following the regulated and not
chanting, it is some effect or no?
Yeah, there will be effect. Yes, even if you don't, one cannot follow the principles, still they will get benefit by chanting. But they get 1,000 times more benefit if they chant while following the regulated principles. Next question.
Toliau klausimai.
Ar tiesa, kad kartuojant šventą vardą pagerėja santykiai su aplinkiniais, būt daug laimingesnis, viskas pasisuka į gerą pusę?
Ar yra taip, kad jeigu žmogus kartuoja šventą vardą, tai pagerėja jo santykiai su aplinkiniais?
Is it true that if we chant holy name, our relationship with our relatives becomes better?
Oh, yes.
Tikrai taip?
By chanting Hare Krishna, you become the best well-wishing friend of all living entities. And then you realize who your relatives actually are. Do you know who your relatives are? All living entities are your relatives. The more you chant Hare Krishna, you realize every living being throughout the whole universe is my relative. Even the stork in the tree is your relative. The stork. Yeah. Any other question? Yeah.
Why others is disturbed while I am chanting mantra, even for many years?
Why what?
Why my relatives is disturbed by my chanting?
They don't realize how much they're being benefited. If they only knew, they'd be thanking you every day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But who are your relatives? That is your lack of realization. Because you are thinking that these blood relations are your relatives, therefore you're having difficulty. But if you realize that all living entities are my relatives, then you won't have difficulties. Next question.
Srimad Bhagavatam sako, kad kaip Dievas sukūrė šį pasaulį kiekvienai žmonių kategorijai paskyrė, kur gyventi. Tai ir tą tikėjimą siunčia pagal laiką ir aplinkybės tam tikrą religijos formą. Tai kokia prasmė dabar per prievartą brukti savo aplinkoje tą Krišnos sąmonę, jeigu žmonės
Šventas Šimas Bhagavatam rašo, kad Dievas įkūrė žmonės ir jas apgyvendino ir kiekvienam atitinkamą atsiuntė religiją. Tad tokia prasmė yra savo aplinkoje žmonėms per prievartą brukti Krišnos sąmonę.
In Srimad Bhagavatam is written that God created this world and give to all people specific religion what are they needed. So why we should give to everyone Krishna consciousness if they are not ready for that?
Why we should give everyone Krishna consciousness? Because God did what?
God creates different people and gives them different religions.
No, God did not create different religions. That is man's invention. God gave only one religion. To love him, that's all. But man has invented these different religions. So we are presenting the pure religion. Religion in its original pure form, that you become lover of God, that's all. Every fish is meant to be back in the water. It's not that some fish are meant to be on the land. So the water is love of God. The land is material sense gratification. So there's only one religion, that's to love God. Any religion that promotes material sense gratification is irreligion going on in the name of religion.
Bet kokia religija, kuri kultivuoja jūsų nepasitenkimą, yra nereligija, religijos vardu.
So any person, he can become truly religious.
Bet koks žmogus gali tapti tikrai religingu.
If he will develop his pure love for God.
Jeigu išsiugdo meilę Dievui.
Doesn't matter if he's a Christian, a Hindu, a Jew, a Sikh, a Jain, or a Muslim. Simply he must awaken his love for God. That's all. That, sir, is true religion. We are not introducing another religion here. I wouldn't be caught dead introducing another religion. I wouldn't be caught dead. I guess you didn't need it's an American idiom. I would never do such a thing as to introduce another religion. Because religion, all these different religions, is causing so much strife in the world. On the order of my spiritual master, I have come to present the original, pure, true form of religion, that's all, which applies to everyone, whether they are Christian, Hindu, Jew, Sikh, Muslim, or Jain. Any other questions?
Ar tai čia reikėtų suprasti, kad yra prarasta ir užmiršta šita religija? Kodėl kunigai neskatina šitų žinių apie meilę Dievui, apie silpnai skatina?
Ar tai reikia suprasti, kad šitas žinias yra pamirštas ir kodėl kunigai neskatina mūsų pažadinti meilės Dievą, gal per silpnai skatina? Is it mean that this knowledge is forgotten and why?
What is forgotten?
This knowledge.
Yes, knowledge has been forgotten.
Taip, šitas žinojimas yra pamirštas. And why a priest of the church not promoting this knowledge?
Because they don't know it either.
Nes jie irgi nepamiršė tą žinojimą.
The priest don't promote it because they don't know it either.
Kunigai nepamokslavo iš to žinojimo, nes patys nežinojo.
Become lost in the church also.
Nes bažnyčios irgi pamirštas.
The influence of the age of Kali.
Dėl Kali įtakos.
The religious men are simply promoting material sense gratification. They teach you to go to God to pray for sense gratification. I'm speaking from my own personal experience. I was raised as a Christian boy. My parents taught me to pray for a pair of cowboy, to ask God for a pair of cowboy boots for Christmas.
It's
a little kid, a little child. Little Stevie.
pray to God for cowboy boots for Christmas. That's the training people get. That's the training people get. The Christians, they say, pray to God for your bread. But does that make sense? What child has to ask his parents for food? Do any of you growing up in your parents' house have to ask your parents to feed you every day? So do we think God doesn't have enough food to feed us? If my ordinary parents, who have very limited amount of resources, can feed me every day in nice food, you think God cannot afford to feed me? Who's feeding the elephants every day, one ton of food? So why I have to ask God for my food? It doesn't make any sense. One should instead pray to God for bhakti, for love. Please engage me in your pure devotional service. That is how the priests should be training. And the rabbis and the imams and the preachers, everyone, the Brahmins, everyone should be training people how to pray to God, that I might serve you, my Lord. But instead they say, give me a Cadillac, a brand new Cadillac. Give my wife a new silk sari. Give my kids a Harvard education. Give me a house by the Baltic Sea.
You see?
That's how they pray. I mean, it's ridiculous. That's not love of God. That's love of bread, you see. Therefore, the priests are all misguided, the people are misguided, and therefore they fight and kill each other in the name of religion. If someone is truly religious, they become a saint. The religious leaders should be saints. Where are the saints?
Religijos autoritetai turi būti šventieji. Kur jie yra?
One Catholic priest, he wanted to bless all the parishioners, you see, they were lined up along the sidewalk.
Amerikoje vienas katalikų kunigas norėjo palaiminti.
So he was smoking a cigarette.
Rūkė cigaretę.
And he was shaking all the ashes on the parishioners as a blessing.
Žmonių barstė pelenus, kad juos palaiminti.
You see? And they call this religion.
Ir tai vadinama religija.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Tai kvaila.
They're whoremongers, they're liquor drinkers, homosexuals, and they call themselves priests. We need pure saintly leaders, religious leaders in the world. Not these cheaters, dogs, and rascals. In the name of priests and rabbis and imams. Any other questions? Yeah.
Nu, mes žinom, kad visi siekiam laimės. Ir laimės siekiam mes išmokinti, kad va reikia labai sunkiai dirbti, labai daug mokštis reikia. Nu, žodžiu, šeima, reikia nepaprastai daug net išmokę, kad mūsų lengvai niekas nieko neduoda. Labai reikia daug pastangų įdėti, labai daug darbo. O čia dabar siūloma mantra iš trijų žodžių, kuri visai paprasta, ar ne per daug paprastas kelias būt laimingai. Tai ir protų iš karto kyla bejonės, tu čia tiek prakaituoji, tiek dėti pastangų. O čia tik tai tiek žodžių ir tau, va, būsi laimingas.
Ačiū. Klausimas yra toksai. Paprastai mes pratė, kad viską reikia daug dirbti, kad kažką pasiekti. O čia mokytojai siūlo kartuoti tris žodžius ir būsi laimingi. Ar tai ne per daug paprasta, protas iš karto ima bejoti.
We used that for everything we have to work very hard. And you telling that only three words we have to chant and become happy. It sounds
utopian.
Utopian.
Yeah. We never told you not to work.
Mes niekada jums nesakėm nedirbti.
Everyone has to earn their living.
Visi turi užsidirbti pragyvenimą.
But do you think by your work that the food is coming?
Bet galvojate, kad jūsų darbo dėka maistas atsiranda?
Do you think by working your job it makes the rain come?
Galvojate, kad dėl to, kad jūs dirbate, lietus lyja?
Does your job make the apples grow on the tree?
Ar dėl to, kad jūs dirbate, dėl to obuoliai auga ant medžio?
Everything is a gift of God.
Viskas yra Dievo dovana.
Your work does not bring God's gift.
Jūsų darbas neatneša Dievo dovanų.
When the Lord reciprocates with your love, that's when the gifts come. When the Lord reciprocates with your love towards Him, that's when the gifts come from God. The Lord reciprocates your love by giving you your food, your fruits, your vegetables, everything, your air you breathe, water, everything is a gift of God.
Viskas, oras, obuoliai, maistas, vanduo yra Dievo dovana.
So why you don't want to reciprocate with God? If I take the electricity to light the room, I don't pay the electric bill, what will happen? They'll cut off my electricity. So God is giving us everything. Now we're thinking, why should we chant? Therefore there is shortage, more and more, food shortage, water shortage, gasoline shortage, all shortages all over the world now. Because we do not want to chant, therefore there is shortage, more and more shortage every year, more and more shortage all over the world. Next question.
Kalbamas rožinis ar valtainius, ar jos netolygios mantrai, sakykime, įvardinama ne indų dievų vardu, bet sakykime, sarus.
Ar krikščionių kalbamas rožinis neturi tokį patį efektą, kaip ir mantros kartonės? Catholics, they chant rosary. This is the same effect or different effect?
That's also good. It's a very similar thing. If they will just stop eating meat, and they will chant the rosary, then they'll make very nice spiritual progress. But that meat is the problem, you see. Because the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. You hear that? The Bible says, thou shalt not kill, and they're eating meat.
Biblijoje pasakyta nežudyti, o žmonės valgo mėsą.
So they're praying in the rosary bead, that's very good.
Taigi melstis ant rožančiaus labai gerai.
But then they're eating meat, they're doing pious, they're doing religious, and they're doing sin on top of it.
Taigi žmonės daro kažką dorovingo, kartuodami rožančių, paskui ant viršaus daro nuodėmę, valgydami mėsą.
That way they're not making any spiritual progress.
Dėl to stovi vietoj.
If I try to light a fire, you see, with my match, I'm trying to light a fire. And I pour water on it also, what kind of fire I will get? So by chanting rosary, they're lighting the fire of devotion. By eating meat, they're putting water on the fire and killing it. Yeah.
Prognozavo, kad šitas jo mokymas gyvos tik 10 tūkstančių metų.
Prabhupada prognozavo, kad šitas mokymas gyvos 10 tūkstančių metų. Tik tai, kodėl tik tai tiek?
Prabhupada told that these teachings will be on this world for 10,000 years.
Yes.
Why so short?
Why only 10,000 years? At least 10,000 years. Next question.
Tas klausimas.
Karma reinkarnacija. Guru galėtų patiksinti,
ką tai reiškia. Mokytis, guru galėtų papasakoti, ką reiškia karma ir inkarnacija.
So, Gurudev, can you explain about karma and reincarnation?
Karma and reincarnation. Yes. If you take a tennis ball, you throw it on the wall, what will happen? it will bounce back in your face. Similarly, Lord Jesus says in the Bible, as you sow, so shall you reap. Similarly, Newton, the famous scientist, he said, for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. So the Bible teaches karma. Newton teaches karma.
Newtonas moko karmas.
And you can experiment with karma by throwing the tennis ball on the wall, you see. So the law of karma means whatever you do, you're creating a reaction which will come back on you sooner or later. That is the law of karma. If I'm cruel to somebody, then somebody will be cruel to me in the future. If I'm kind to someone, then somebody will give me kindness in the future. Whatever you give is whatever you get back.
Viskas, ką tu duodi, tai tau sugrįš.
And if you act like an animal,
ir jeigu veiksi kaip gyvūnas,
your karma will be to become reincarnated as an animal in your next birth.
Tai kitą gyvenimą ir gimsiu gyvūnu.
So what does animal mean?
Ką reiškia gyvūnas?
One who simply absorbed themselves in material sense gratification.
Gyvūnas reiškia tas, kuris paprasčiausiai pasinėrėsi į valgymo, mėgojimo, dauginimas.
With no thought of God, you see.
Be jokių minčių apie Dievą.
The animals don't know to go to church and pray. They have no idea of serving God. Their only idea is to serve their senses. So, if you only serve your senses, your karma will be to take birth as an animal in your next life. But if you engage yourself in serving God, you will get free from the karma alone. And you return to the kingdom of God after you leave this body. Therefore, we encourage everyone to chant Hare Krishna. Because that will help you to qualify yourself to attain the kingdom of God at the time of death. Next question. Yes.
What does this mean?
Can spiritual master
renounce
his disciple, and for what reason?
No, the spiritual master never renounces his disciple. Anyone who renounces their spiritual their disciple is not really a spiritual master. A bona fide spiritual master never renounces his disciples. If he renounces them, he's not a bona fide spiritual master. Next question. Yours,
okay. Štai mokytojas sako, kad užsiimant dvasinę praktiką, mes galime kažką tai dvasiško gauti. Bet kada mokytojas davė tą pavyzdį su elektra, tai reiškia, kad jeigu mes neužsiimsime dvasinę praktiką, ar tai reiškia, kad net materialių dalykų mums pradės trūkti?
My question is, if we are not making any spiritual practice, it means that even material needs we will not get.
No. God will... God takes care of you. His question is, if I don't do any spiritual practice, then I won't need my material needs. That's his question. The answer is that God is so kind, he takes care of the atheists even. But the supply is restricted. The more we forget God, the more it becomes difficult to get our necessities of life. The more you become God conscious, it becomes more easy to get your necessities fulfilled. Next question.
Kodėl
yra tiek daug Dievo vardų?
Kodėl
Dievas turi tiek daug vardų?
Why God has so many names?
Why not?
Kodėl ne? Kodėl ne?
My father had many names.
Mano tėtis turi kelis
vardus. We kids call him Daddy.
Mes kaip vaikai jį vadindavome.
My mother called him Honey.
Mama jį vadindavo Medutis.
His college buddies called him Fogy.
Koledžo draugai vadindavo jį.
His parents called him his parents called him something. Lorna.
Jį tėvai dar kažkaip vadino.
Even my father had many names.
Taigi net mano tėvas turėjo daug vardų.
An ordinary man of this world can have at least three or four names. Why God is limited to one name? Is that a very good philosophy? Actually, God doesn't have any particular name. But he has names in relationships to his devotees. Nandanandana.
Yashoda Nandana.
So many names.
Radha Priya.
You see? He has many, many. He has unlimited names because of his unlimited relationships with his devotees.
Nanda Kishore.
He has unlimited names because of his unlimited loving relationships with his devotees.
Kadangi turi neribotą kiekį meilės santykių su savo sudavusiais, todėl neribotą kiekį turi ir vardų.
Jashomati Nandana Brajabara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kahana. You see? He has unlimited name.
Mato, Dievas turi neribotą vardų.
Because of his unlimited names with his devotees. His unlimited relationships with his devotees.
Nes turi neribotą santykių su savo sudavusiais.
Any other question? Yeah.
Kada mokinys gauna šventinimą, jisai gauna šventą vardą. Koks mokinio santykis su to vardu?
The disciple gets initiation, he gets spiritual name. What is the relationship with this name for disciple?
What is his relationship with the name? That's you. You're Shamaka Rishi Das. That is you. That's your. You have a spiritual identity now. You're the servant of Krishna and his devotees.
I know this is real person, Sami Karisha. So what is my relationship to this Sami Karisha?
You're his servant. You're Sami Karisha Das, that means you're the servant of Sami Karisha. Doesn't mean you're not my servant. The most important thing is you're the servant of your spiritual master. Becoming my servant, therefore you're automatically the servant of all the great devotees and all in the Lord and all of his unlimited incarnations. Because you're my servant, therefore you're automatically the servant of all Krishna, of all the forms of Krishna and all the great devotees of Krishna. Including Shamaka Rishi. Not that you're only his servant, you're no longer my servant. Is it? You're Sankarshan Das Adhikari Das. And because of that, you're also your Shamaka Rishi Das. And you're the servant of all the great devotees. Any other questions?
Kaip tampama mokiniu, ar yra kokie kriterijai, ar mokytos gali nesutikti priimti mokinių?
Kaip yra tampama mokiniu ir ar yra kokie kriterijai tam? Ir ar mokytojas gali nepriimti mokinių?
What is the process of becoming a disciple and can a spiritual master not accept disciple and what is the criteria to become disciple? What is the criteria for becoming?
Criteria. Okay. The process for becoming a disciple is to understand that the goal of human life is to realize the absolute truth.
Tai reiškia suprasti, kad gyvenimo, žmogaus gyvenimo tikslas reiškia suvokti absoliučią tiesą.
The Mundaka Upanishad clearly states Tadvagana tamsa garume va bigatshad.
Mundaka Upanishad sako,
if you want to realize the absolute truth, then you must approach a spiritual master.
Jeigu nori suvokti absoliučią tiesą, turi kreiptis į dvasinį mokytoją.
Bhagavatam also says,
Bhagavatam taip pat tai patvirtina.
Tasmad gurum prapadjesha jigashu shreya uttamam. If you want to realize the ultimate truth, then you must surrender to a bona fide spiritual master by taking initiation.
Jeigu nori suvokti absoliučią tiesą, turi atsiduoti dvasiniam mokytojui, priimdamas iš jo iniciaciją.
So, by understanding the shastric injunctions,
suprasdamas šastros nurodymus,
you understand that this is what I have to do in order to realize Krishna.
Turi suprasti, kad tai aš turiu atlikti, norėdamas suvokti Krishna.
And this is confirmed also in the Adi Purana.
Adi Purana tai taip pat patvirtina.
And there Krishna explains to Arjuna.
Krishna Arjuna paaiškina.
He says, yeme bhakta jana parata, na me bhakta shtate janaha, mad bhaktanam chi ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. He says, my dear Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, he's not my devotee.
Brangus Arjuna, tas, kuris nori būti mano, kas yra mano atsidavęs, tas nėra mano atsidavęs.
But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee.
Bet mano atsidavęs yra tikras mano atsidavęs.
So that means if I realize I want to be a devotee of Krishna,
tai reiškia, kad jeigu aš suprantu, kad nori būti Krishnos tarnas,
then I must find that devotee of Krishna in whom I can put my complete faith and trust.
Turiu surasti tokį Dievo tarną, kurio galiu pilnai pasitikėti.
To guide me how to fully surrender to Krishna.
Kad jisai mane pamokins, kaip pilnai atsiduoti Krishna.
So I then approach him and I ask him, my dear Guru Maharaj, please accept me as your disciple.
Tada turiu kreiptis pas jį ir prašyti, Guru Maharaj, priimkite mane į mokymą.
If you are sincere,
ir jeigu esat nuširdus,
and you're willing to chant at least 16 rounds every day without fail,
ir norite kiekvieną dieną bent 16 ratų kartoti,
and strictly avoid illicit sex,
ir griežtai vengti nevisnų lytinių,
meat eating,
mėsos valgymo,
intoxication and gambling,
intoksikacijų, azartinių žaidimų,
I guarantee you the spiritual master will accept you.
Garantuoju, kad dvasinis mokytojas jus priims.
At least I know I will.
Bent jau aš.
I can say about others, but I know that I will. If you want to be my disciple, I would definitely accept you if you're to take these vows. Yes. So you simply have to find that spiritual master in whom you can put your complete faith and beg him to accept you as disciple, and then it's up to him to accept you or not.
Į mokinius, ir nuo mokytojo priklauso priimtis ir ne.
And that means you follow his, he'd guide you how to surrender to Krishna.
Ir tai reiškia, kad jisai mokins jūs, kaip pasiduoti Krishna.
He takes your karma also.
Taip pat mokytojas prisiims.
From all of your past lives, he absorbs your karma.
Už visus tavo praeitus gyvenimus mokytojas priims.
You get a clean karmic slate.
Ir tu būsi visiškai išvalytas nuo bet kokių karminių reakcijų.
99% clean.
99% išvalytas.
1% just to keep you sober. You get 1% of your karma just to keep you sober. And then you just follow your spiritual master's instructions. And by his mercy, you'll make steady advancement on the pathway back to Godhead. So actually, it is your duty to do that. You have to seek a bona fide spiritual master and surrender to him. That's Krishna's order. So if you want to be Krishna's devotee, you have to do that. I remember when I was first living in the ashram, I was thinking, I'll just be a devotee of Krishna, I won't become a disciple of
Prabhupada.
Devotee said, but they called me Steve Prabhu because I distributed 10 Back to Godhead magazines. I'd earned the title Prabhu for doing 10 Back to Godhead. They said, Steve Prabhu. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that you have to surrender to the spiritual master. So how can you claim to be a devotee of Krishna if you're not willing to even surrender to Prabhupada? So I finally realized that I had to do that, and I surrendered. Does that answer your question? Okay, very good. I wish you success on your pathway. May you find your spiritual master, and may you surrender to him fully. Next question.
Can you explain how you found the spiritual way, spiritual practice?
How do you find?
How you found?
How do, does one?
How you found?
How I found it? Okay. Well, I was looking very sincerely how to find the pathway to self-realization. I'd heard about the great sages in India who achieved an enlightened state of consciousness. And I wanted to also achieve that. So different people would say, well, you do this, you sit and stare at a candle in a dark room, and that way you become enlightened. So I turned off all the lights and I lit a candle, and I sat down and I stared at the candle, and it didn't work. I didn't get enlightened. And then somebody said that actually you just have to realize that you're God and then you'll become enlightened. So I tried that for a few days and I was pretty excited for a while, thinking that I was God, you see. But then that didn't work either. And somebody said, well, you have to go to Maharishi and he'll give you a mantra, you can become enlightened. So they gave me a mantra. And that didn't work either. So I was getting pretty frustrated. I tried the candle, I tried being God, I tried Aing. You know, they said take some LSD, you know, I tried everything. And nothing worked. I was wondering, how am I going to get enlightened? You know, I want to be like those yogis, you know. How can I get enlightened? But then one night, a friend of mine named Patrick, he came to my apartment in Denver, Colorado. And he introduced me to a mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And I started chanting that thing, Hare Krishna, you know. Wow, it was amazing. I got a beautiful poster of Krishna and put it in my apartment there. I made an altar, you know. I was offering my food to Krishna and I was chanting Hare Krishna. And it's like taking off on a magic carpet ride, you know. Going beyond the material world into a spiritual sky, you know. It was amazing. So that's how some friend of mine turned me onto the mantra is what happened. It's a long story after that. I'm writing it in my autobiography. And that gives you a little thumbnail and an introduction. Okay, so our time is actually up. We wanted to stop. It's 6:30 to 7:30, right? Huh? So there's no more questions. I've been speaking for an hour, so that's pretty good. We can have now the books. Huh? Anybody wants the, now that we've told you basically what it is, we have these wonderful books available. Srimad Bhagavatam is the, it gives you the science of Krishna consciousness in a very wonderful and powerful way.
Mes čia turime senovinius šventraščius, kuriuose yra aprašyta Krishna sąmonės mokslas labai aiškiai.
If you have found the lecture tonight to be interesting, then you need to take a book home.
Jeigu jums kažkas patiko paskaitoje, būtinai namo parsineškite.
Because what you've heard will go in one ear and most of it will go out the other ear.
Nes rytoj bus viską pamiršę, bus viena ausį įėję, kita išėję.
But if you have a book, then you can go deep into it and get so many realizations. Every page will give you great realizations of the Absolute Truth. So I'm humbly requesting every one of you tonight, please take a book. And whoever takes a hardbound book, I'll give you a written blessing in your book. So I thank you very much for your kind attention. Ačiū labai.